Radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. The first votes in the first primary of the 2024 election will be cast in a matter of hours. The residents of Tiny Dixville Notch, New Hampshire, will vote at midnight local time. Two Republicans are on the ballot, former President Trump and former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. On this anniversary of Roe v. Wade, President Biden focusing on reproductive rights.
We need the American people to keep making their voices heard. So congressional Republicans finally get the message that these laws do not represent the United States of America. Your voice will have a final say. This is not over.
The president says the issue will be a centerpiece of his reelection effort. Police in Joliet, Illinois, are looking for a suspect who they say may be behind multiple shootings in two homes in the Chicago suburb. Record day on Wall Street, the Dow closed above 38,000 for the first time. This is ABC News. It isn't just the U.S. that's been dealing with bone-chilling cold and nasty winter storms. Battered Britain with heavy rain and strong wind. ABC's Tom Rivers at the foreign desk.
Picking up the pieces after Storm Isha. Waves hitting seawalls, big rollers hitting the beach, planes bouncing around coming into land, and trains going nowhere. The overnight storm off the North Atlantic hit most parts of the UK and Ireland. Some strong gusts knocking off roof tiles and downing trees. Tens of thousands of people were without electricity, which is now slowly coming back online. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
The cold snap may be ending, but it will not be forgotten anytime soon. At least 72 deaths are blamed on the Arctic blast that gripped much of the nation for more than a week. In-N-Out Burgers is closing its restaurant in Oakland, California. The chain says it's due to rising crime levels. Daria Aldinger, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris in Waukesha County today to tell Wisconsin that people need not change their personal beliefs to support a woman's reproductive choices.
She will consult her pastor, her priest, her rabbi, her imam, but not the government telling her what to do.
State lawmakers are taking testimony today on a bill to put a shorter window on legal abortion to a statewide referendum this spring. Republicans say Harris is in Wisconsin to distract voters from unpopular Biden administration positions.
The economy in general, inflation, the border, the list goes on and on.
Wisconsin Republican Party Chair Brian Schimming. Today is the anniversary of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that legalized abortion 51 years ago. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
The Lord's Cupboard Food Pantry is open every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. Check out their Facebook page for updates and income guidelines. Want to volunteer? Stop down Saturday to inquire. That's every Saturday from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. at First Congregational Church in downtown Park Falls. The Lord's Cupboard, serving those in need in Price County and surrounding areas for over 15 years.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Play the Pistons. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Milwaukee and Detroit again at Little Caesars Arena, part of a doubleheader. The Bucks won the first game Saturday night, 145-131. College basketball, after losing one on the road to Penn State, the Badgers picked up a win at home at the Kohl Center over Indiana, 91-79. Wisconsin, now ranked 11th in the nation, heads to Minnesota in a game against the Gophers tomorrow night. NFL, the Packers, with exit meetings with their coaches after losing to the 49ers, 24-21. Matt LaFleur.
Well, I think anytime there's a finality to the season, it's always tough unless you're the last team standing. And for us to lose this game certainly stings, and I'm sure it's going to sting for a long time. But I was proud of the effort of our guys, our ability to weather some real adversity throughout the course of the season and stick together. And I told the guys, you know, I think part of the reason it stings so bad right now is we fully believed and fully expected to win this game.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, of Mellon, passed away peacefully on Sunday, January 14th, at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her husband, Dave Johnson, by her daughters, Dale Wiles of Mellon, and by Irene Muller of Duluth, Minnesota. Survived also by her granddaughters and by her great-grandson. Memorial service for Eleanor will be held at 11 a.m. Wednesday, January 24th, at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Mellon, with Reverend Donald Quigley officiating. A gathering of family and friends will begin at 10 a.m. and continue until the hour of the service. Funeral arrangements have been entrusted to the Mountain Funeral Home and Cremation Services of Ashland and Mellon. This has been the funeral notice for Eleanor M. Johnson, age 84, Mellon. Jeffrey J. Heckman, 72, Prentice, passed away peacefully on Tuesday, January 16th, at Aspirus Hospital in Wausau. Jeff is survived by his best friend and wife, Barb, by his mother, Helen Hallberg, by his sister, Teresa Zilke, by his brother, Bradley Heckman, by his brother-in-law, and by numerous nieces, nephews, and many family friends. Celebration of life will be held at a later date. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jeffrey J. Heckman, 72, Prentice. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Forward Bank in Park Falls and Phillips is building a strong foundation in the community. They offer mobile and online banking with other unique services and is a proud Logger United Sports Booster sponsor. Forward Bank, moving communities forward together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I've always gotten tons of UTIs. Cranberry products never worked for me, and I was desperate for a way to be proactive. I'm Jenna Ryan, CEO and founder of Eucora. We've worked with doctors to develop effective urinary tract health products. Just mix a packet of Eucora with water and drink it when you need support, like right after intimacy. Eucora is helping over 100,000 women stay healthy. Ready to join them? Get 30% off at eucora.com/radio. That's eucora.com/radio.
You know that Big Bargain detergent jug is 80% water, right?
80% water? I thought I was getting a better deal because it's so big.
If you want a better clean, Tide Pods are only 12% water. The rest is pure, concentrated cleaning ingredients.
Ooh, pass me the intercom thingy.
Attention shoppers, if you want a real deal, try Tide Pods.
Don't pay for water. Pay for clean. If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Pods.
Water content based on the leading bargain liquid detergent.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot with a look at your weather ahead. Welcome to the wild warm-up. With winds whipping out of the south today, it's surging our high temperatures into the mid-20s. With a few flurries flying around this afternoon, no accumulations are expected. As a storm strikes the southern parts of the state, we'll likely be waking up to more flurries in the morning. Right now, it's 26 degrees.
Here we go. Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Turn it up. 98Q Country.
It's not the same songs every 10 minutes like you hear on the other stations.
Go ahead and turn it up.
Q Country.
Yeah, I was just hanging out, some little West Coast town. Found a bar out by the sand, so I made my way in. First thing that caught my eye, like nothing I ever seen. Sunburn auburn hair, a California dream. Yeah, she was shaking them hips.
Don't go to your front door, and I don't keep that old Jeep in your driveway anymore. And my toothbrush ain't on your bathroom sink. Haven't been to your side of town in weeks. You're the reason this thing broke, so you should already know. It ain't your place to walk. Party. It ain't your place to ask my friends when you see.
98QCountry.com. Favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Joke's on me. Sitting here, I can't believe what I'm
Scotty McCreary there, letting us know about his chosen vintage and his chosen vessel with Cab in a Solo. Daryl Worley and Ashley Cook made that three in a row, starting off the 5 o'clock hour. And I'm only just now realizing that I have missed a major note for the evening. I would have been a much angrier host for the entirety of my show here if I'd realized that I have to yield to the Bucks. This is actually me saying goodbye for the evening. We're going to send it over to the live Bucks broadcast. Of course, Civic Media 98Q Country, 98.3 FM is your home for the local Milwaukee Bucks broadcast, coming right out of Park Falls, hitting 18 counties, almost the entire Northwoods here, 98Q Country, bringing you Milwaukee Bucks basketball. And so, I must say goodbye to you for the day. Thank you for hanging out with me, Greg Gunderson, as I come to you from the 98Q Country studios on this beautiful day here. Now time for some Bucks basketball. Can't wait to be back with you tomorrow at 2 p.m. Thanks again for hanging out with me today.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Yeah, we're replacing the carpets too, so don't worry about that.
No fresh powder yet, but Dan's Ski Lodge has an avalanche of projects.
Those 4 rooms are getting hot tubs.
He needs a staff engineer to navigate a flurry of new requests.
And all of those will be fully ADA accessible.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
And some Frank's Red Hot.
Nah.
You're just gonna eat these boring nachos with no flavor. Frank it up! This guy finally gets it!
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Today's hottest country.
The biggest stars in country music.
Ah, this is Blake Shelton.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
98Q Country.
Company, I took the rear view off of this old Ford, so I only see in front of me. Now the past is out of sight and out of mind. Swore I'd change, now I'm back chasing these white lines.